USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has passed the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which is a massive part of President Biden's economic agenda. The other half of the agenda, the Build Back Better bill, was not voted on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explains.
Some members want more clarification or validation of numbers that have been put forth, that it's top line, that it is fully paid for, and we honor that request.
She said they agreed to a procedural vote, which will ensure the spending bill will be passed after they get the proper numbers.
Before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting, as, I don't know, as that's how long it takes. And as we do, then we'll have a Thanksgiving gift for the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. That's toll free, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell was remembered at his funeral. It was held at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden and former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, along with First Lady Hillary Clinton, all attended. Madeleine Albright spoke about her friendship with Powell, and his son Michael gave a tearful remembrance. Powell died at the age of 84 on October 18th from complications due to COVID-19. If you haven't noticed, prices at the pump are skyrocketing, and apparently OPEC and Russia aren't coming to the rescue.
Gas prices continue to go up. AAA saying the nationwide average is just over $3.42 a gallon. Gas prices haven't been this high since January 2012. Gas was just below $2.12 a gallon a year ago. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on Friday laughed at a question about boosting America's domestic oil production, calling it hilarious.
Oh my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. Oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday that they were not going to increase beyond what they were already planning.
That audio courtesy of Bloomberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.